Chapter 1. What is Python? There are a lot of different coding languages that you are able to work with. The option that you choose is often going to depend on the amount of experience that you have along with what you are trying to do inside the code that you want to write. Some coding languages are going to be a bit more advanced, some are going to work best with some websites, and some are going to work best with one kind of operating system, or another. Each of these coding languages is going to provide you with some benefits, and choosing one as a beginner is going to seem like a big challenge for a beginner. Even though there are a ton of options that come with coding languages, you will find that one of the best options, whether you are a beginner or more advanced in coding, is Python. You will find that the Python language is simple to use, while still allowing you to really work on some high-quality coding, without posing all of the challenges to a beginner. In fact, this coding language is often one that is recommended to those who are brand new to coding and have never been able to work with any kind of coding in the past. There are a lot of things to love about this kind of language. It is easy to work with and learn, even with all of the power that comes with it. You will be able to write codes in no time, and the wording is in English, unlike some of the other options you can choose out there, which make it a bit easier to work with overall. And the other tools, like having some good libraries, help from many other people in the coding world. Open source programming that is free and more makes it the perfect option when you are first getting started with this kind of language. You will find that there are a lot of benefits that come with the Python language. The first benefit that we are going to take a look at is the support libraries. You will find that just by opening up the Python language, there are a lot of options available in the library. And you can look at third-party libraries and extensions that can easily be added to this coding language. This is a great option for you, whether you are a beginner or more advanced with your coding. It is going to provide you with a lot of options on what you are able to do with your coding and can make things easier. You will be able to add in a lot of classes, objects, and functions in this, and that can make life so much easier overall. You can always work just with the libraries and extensions that come with the Python language when you download it, or you can go through and add in some third-party libraries to this if you would like some special features and more to work on your codes. There are a lot of different benefits that are going to help you to really see results with the Python code. You will first enjoy that this is going to be a great option because of all the options that work in the library. The library is going to have a lot of neat codes and options that you are able to work with that makes it easier for the beginner to get started. There are also a lot of different options that you can do with this code. It has a ton of power behind it, which many beginners worry that they are not going to be able to learn how to work with this. You will be able to do a ton of things when it comes to this language, whether you have been able to code or not. And it is easily comparable to a lot of the more complicated coding languages that are out there. It may have included a lot of power with it, but it was going to be easy enough to help you to make any code that you want, even if you are a big beginner and have never worked on this kind of coding before. There is also a large community to use when you are working with Python. There are a lot of programmers, whether they are brand new to coding or have been doing it for some time, which will use this coding language. This allows you to ask questions and find a lot of communities that you are able to work with and see results. This makes it so much easier for you to see how to do things, to get your questions answered, and so much more. How to install the Python language? Now that we know a bit more about using the Python language and why it is going to be a good tool to work with, it is time to move on and figure out what steps you need to follow in order to make sure that the Python language is set up and installed on your computer. You want to make sure that you get the Python code set up on the computer in the proper manner to ensure that you are able to write out some of the codes that you need without ending up with any struggles or errors along the way. Before you, as a programmer, you will be able to look through some of the other parts of this guidebook, and before you are able to work with writing some of your own codes, you need to make sure that the Python language is set up and that you are able to set up the interpreter. Installation for Python is going to be depending on the kind of operating system that is on your computer, along with the installation source that you would like to work with. You do get a few choices when you pick out the source of downloading the Python code, but to make things as easy as possible, we are going to work with www.python.org. This is why we are going to spend some time looking at the way that you will need to install the Python interpreter and the steps that you can use based on the operating system that you are going to use it on. Let's divide up this chapter and look at some of the different steps that you can use to make this work for you. How to install the Mac OS X. If you plan to use the Python coding language on a Mac operating system when you are ready to install the system, you will find that the Python 2 version should already be on the system, even before you do anything else with it. The exact version of this, though, is often going to depend on when you got the computer and how old it is. If you are curious about the Python version is on your computer, you just need to open up the prompt for commands and type in the code python-v. This will list out the version number of Python that is already on the computer, so you can decide if that is the one that you want to use or not. Now, you may decide that you want to use a newer version of Python, and even with Python 3. There are lots of people who would like to change this up, and there are a few steps that you are able to work with in order to get it all set up into any version of Python that you would like to use. We want to work with Python 3 to make things easier. To check out if the computer has a Python 3 installation on your system, you first need to make sure that you open up the terminal app that we had from before and type in the code Python3-V to see if it is there. The default with the Mac system, unless you or someone else already installed it on your system, is that Python 3 will not be found on your computer. This means that we need to do the work to get it installed on your computer by visiting the website of www.python.org. This is often the easiest place to start because it is going to include all of the different parts that you need to make the code work. This means that it is going to include all of the tools that are needed: the idle, the shell, and the interpreter. Being able to run the idle and the shell with this language is going to depend on the specific version of the Python that you want to work with, and you can even choose based on your own preferences when you are doing the coding. The two commands that work the best to make this happen will include: for Python 2.x, just type in idle. For Python 3.x, just type in idle 3. As we brought this up before, when you actually stop and take the time to install and download your Python 3 program on an operating system with Mac, you will need to install the idle at the same time to make sure that you are able to do the codes. If you get Python from python.org, you will be fine, and everything will be installed at the same time. If you decide to install this from somewhere else, you will need to check that all of the parts are found there or not, and then install what doesn't seem to show up. Installing Python on the Windows system. Now, it is possible for you to download your Python program on a Windows system rather than a Mac system. You may want to make sure that it is added onto this kind of computer, and you will have to go through a few steps. Windows has its own coding language already found on it, which means that it is not going to have the Python code on it. You will need to go through the right steps in order to get it on the system. It will work just fine on a Windows computer, but you do need to take the steps necessary to get it all installed on your computer. When you are ready to work with adding the Python language on a computer that has Windows on it, you will need to go through and come up with the right variables for the environments that are needed, so that you can bring up the Python commands just using the prompt. The steps that are needed to help you get the Python code set up on a Windows computer includes: to set this up, you will need to visit the official Python download page and grab the Windows installer. You can choose to do the latest version of Python 3 or go with another option. By default, the installer is going to provide you with the 32-bit version of Python, but you can choose to switch this to the 64-bit version if you wish. The 32-bit is often best to make sure that there aren't any compatibility issues with the older packages, but you can experiment if you wish. Now, right-click on the installer and select Run as Administrator. There are going to be two options to choose from. You will want to pick out Customize Installation. On the following screen, make sure all of the boxes under Optional Features are clicked, and then click to move on. While under Advanced Options, you should pick out the location where you want Python to be installed. Click on Install. Give it some time to finish and then close the installer. Next, set the path variable for the system so that it includes directories that will include packages and other components that you will need later. To do this, use the following instructions. Open up the control panel. Do this by clicking on the taskbar and typing in control panel. Click on the icon. Inside the control panel, search for environment. Then click on Edit the System Environment Variables. From here, you can click on the button for Environment Variables. Go to the section for User Variables. You can edit the path variable that is there, or you can create one. If there isn't a variable for path on the system, then create one by clicking on New. Make the name for the path variable and add in the directories that you want. Click on Close all the control panel dialogs and move on. Now you can open up your command prompt. Do this by clicking on Start Menu, then Windows System, and then Command Prompt. Type in Python. This is going to load up the Python interpreter for you. After you have been able to go through some of these steps, don't worry, the steps are easier than you would think. You will be able to go through and open up the programming for Python. You can then use this in any manner that you want, just like you would with any other system. You can then take some time to set up the interpreter in the manner that you would like. Write out the codes that we have in this guidebook and more, and create any kind of program that you would like. Installing Python on a Linux operating system. We can also take some time to install the Python language on a Linux operating system. This is an operating system that a lot of people like to work with because it is simple and allows you to do a lot of things that you may not have been able to do on other programs. It is often seen as one of the easiest operating systems to use when it comes to downloading and working with the Python language, so if you are still on the fence about which operating system to use, then it may be worth your time to work with Linux. The steps to get the Python coding language on your computer will be a bit different compared to some of the other operating systems that we have talked about before. Some of the codes and the steps that you will need to use in order to get the Python coding language and all of the things that go with it installed on your computer include $python3--version. If you are on Ubuntu 16.10 or newer, then it is a simple process to install Python 3.6. You just need to use the following commands. $sudo apt-get update. $sudo apt-get installs python 3.6. If you are relying on an older version of Ubuntu or another version, then you may want to work with the Dead Snakes PPA or another tool to help you download the Python 3.6 version. The code that you need to do this includes $sudo apt-get installs software-properties-common. $sudo add-apt-repository-ppa:deadsnakes/ppa. #suoda apt-get update. $sudo apt-get installs python 3.6. While this does include a bit more code writing than what you are going to see with some of the other operating systems, for the most part, the different distributions of Linux are going to already have Python 3 on them. You can double check to see if this is true. Sometimes the Python 3 may not be on this system for one reason or another, or you will want to go through and update the system a bit to make sure it has what you would like, and you can do that using the codes that we wrote above. A look at the interpreter. Before we dive into some of the different codes that you are able to work with when it comes to Python, we need to understand a bit more about some of the parts that come with the language, and the things that you need to include with it to see the best results. We need to first start with the interpreter for Python, the standard installation that you are able to receive when you download this language from www.python.org is going to have the interpreter, along with all of the other parts that are needed in order to start some of your codings. This means that all of the files, the interpreter, the licensing, the documentation, and more are all going to be found in the download that you need. The three files that will come with the Python download are going to include the idle, the shell, and the interpreter. First, let's take a look at the interpreter for Python. This is something that is important to work with because it is the part of the program that can execute any and all codes that you write. The interpreter is going to take in all of the lines of code that you write and can send them as instructions to be read. It will do the job of processing the orders that you tell it and executing the code on screen. Once you have a good interpreter in place, it is time to work with the Python IDLE. The IDLE is going to stand for Integrated Development and Learning Environment. You want to have this in place because it is going to be responsible for holding onto each and every tool that you need when it comes to create new programs with Python. The right IDLE will hold onto the options for debugging your code, the text editor, and the shell that you will like to use when writing your codes. The IDLE can have a lot of features, or you can keep it basic, and that is going to depend on your own preferences along with which version of Python you would like to use. If you go to the www.python.org version and decide to download that for your needs, then the IDLE is going to come with that download. However, you may notice that there are a lot of third-party options that you can choose if you want to work with a different kind of IDLE in the process. If you are going to be writing a specific type of code for your program, or you would like to have some different features with your IDLE, then you can download those at this time and use them as well. Now, before we end this chapter, we need to also take a look at what is known as the Python shell. The shell is like an interactive command line driving interface that is found inside of the interpreter that you use. The shell is important because it will hold onto all of the commands that you decide to write out, and then it will be the part that actually executes the code that you are working with. Any time that you write out a piece of code that is not understandable or that the compiler is not able to work with, the shell is going to send you an error message, allowing you to know that something is wrong and that you need to go back through and fix it all up. It is important to be able to add all of these parts to the Python program before you get started with writing in any of the codes that you want. They may sound a bit complicated and it may seem like a lot of stuff, but without it, you are going to end up with a mess, and the codes are not going to execute the way that you want. Keep in mind that you are able to go out and get these from a third-party source if you would like, but this is often going to add more work and more confusion to the process. As a beginner, if you simply go to the www.python.org part that we talked about before, select the version of Python that you want to go with along with the operating system that is on your computer, you will be able to download the version and it will contain all of the files and information that you need to get started. This may limit the features that you get to use a bit, but it will make things easier because you won't have to worry about finding the parts later on before writing the code. There are a lot of different benefits that come with working on the Python language, whether you have never coded in the past or you are looking to add another language to your set of skills in coding, Python is going to have exactly what you need. And now that you are this far, all of the parts that you need in order to write good, strong codes will be in place and ready for you to use.